the birth of Christ.
我们想要问两个问题。
I'd like to ask you two questions.
当主耶稣要我们来相信他作为世界的救主的时候，主耶稣有什么证据？
What evidence did Jesus have when he came into the world to for us to believe him as a savior?
当主耶稣要我们顺服他，一生一世来顺服他过这样一个顺服的日子，他本身有没有做出榜样来？
Did Jesus himself set an example when he wanted us to obey him, to follow him all our life?
我们今天要从这段经节里面来回答这两个问题。
We'd like to answer these two questions through the scripture we're about to read today.
可以请大家翻到马太福音第二章的十九节到二十三节吗？
Please turn to Matthew chapter 2 and let's look at verses 19 through 23.
翻到以后我念给大家听。
And I'll read to you.
马太福音书第二章的十九节。
Matthew chapter 2 verses 19 through 23.
希律死了之后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去，只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了。到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说的，他将要称为拿撒勒人的话了。
Chapter 2 verse 19. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who saw the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. Verse 23, and he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he will be called a Nazarene.
当我们在传讲耶稣基督诞生的信息时，我们都讲到伯利恒。
When we proclaim the birth of Jesus Christ, the news, we all mention the town of Bethlehem.
但是拿撒勒这个地名却被忽略了。
And we ignore this name, this little town called Nazareth.
主耶稣基督他这边讲到要来应验先知所说的话，这件事是非常重要的。
The Lord Jesus came and he said that to fulfill what will be spoken by the prophets. That is a very important thing.
因为只有耶稣基督的诞生的一切能够来应验先知所说的话的时候，才能证明他才是这一位救主。
Because only when the birth of Jesus can truly fulfill the what was said by the prophets can only prove that he was the true Savior, the Lord.
所以耶稣不但要生在伯利恒，他要长在拿撒勒，他才能够证明他就是圣经里面所说的那一位救主。
So Jesus was not only to be born in Bethlehem, he was also to grow up in Nazareth, and that way he can fulfill what Scripture said that he was the one.
大家知道耶稣的母亲跟父亲原来是哪里的人吗？
Do we all know who Jesus' parents were? Where did they live?
如果你翻到路加福音第二章的第四节，
If you turn to Luke chapter 2 verse 4,
在这边讲到约瑟从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。
It is said in verse 4, So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David.
所以这段经节告诉我们，约瑟，耶稣的父亲是拿撒勒人。
So this verse tells us that Joseph, the father of Jesus is, a, is from Nazareth.
那我们看路加第一章的二十六节。
And、let's turn to Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
在这边有一位天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，这个童女的名字叫玛利亚。
Verse 26 says, In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
这段经节告诉我们，耶稣的母亲也是拿撒勒人。
This verse also tells us that the mother of Jesus is also from Nazareth.
耶稣的父亲、母亲都是拿撒勒人，可是神却按照先知的启示将我们的主耶稣基督诞生在伯利恒。
So we see that both Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, were from Nazareth, but God instead had Jesus born in Bethlehem.
所以伯利恒诞生救主这件事情就应验了。
So it was fulfilled that Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem.
所以当上星期我们讲到当希律王要杀这些小婴孩的时候，神的使者就带领着耶稣的全家逃到埃及去。
So last week when we talked about how King Herod wanted to kill all the infants, the angel of God told Joseph to take up his family and flee to Egypt.
当希律王死之后，他们要从埃及回到以色列的时候，
And when, after Herod died, when Joseph wanted to come back to, when wanted to return to Israel,
他们为什么没回到伯利恒呢？
Why didn't they return to Bethlehem?
伯利恒是他们的本籍地，要不然他们的时候不会因为要报名上册回到本籍地伯利恒去那边，因此生下了耶稣。
They were from Bethlehem, so should they have gone back to Bethlehem and also to give birth to Jesus there?
就好像说我们从乡下来，好不容易进到一个大城市的附近了，我们还会回去乡下过日子吗？
For an analogy, if we came from a countryside and we moved to live in a suburb, do we still want to go back to a countryside?
所以在马太福音就讲了，当约瑟要带着这个玛利亚跟耶稣从埃及回以色列的时候，他们本来是想要回去伯利恒的。
So as Matthew recorded,When Joseph returned from Egypt, they originally wanted to go back to Bethlehem.
但是如果他们回伯利恒去，就没办法应验先知所说的话。
But if they had returned to Bethlehem, they wouldn't be able to fulfill what the prophet said in the Old Testament.
但是很奇妙的，神的使者告诉约瑟说，你要带领全家回到拿撒勒去。
But in a very interesting, the angel of the Lord told Joseph that you and your whole family to go back to Nazareth.
从此耶稣全家就在拿撒勒住了三十年。
So since from then on, the family of Jesus lived in Nazareth for 30 years.
直到耶稣离开拿撒勒开始传道的日子。
Till the day when Jesus left Nazareth and went to preach the gospel.
所以当我们在传讲圣诞的信息的时候，我们都讲到伯利恒这个城市。
So when we preach the gospel of the birth of Christ, we all mention the town of Bethlehem.
但是其实在耶稣的一生当中，伯利恒只有一年之间的光景而已。
But in the life of Jesus Christ, Bethlehem was only one year in his life.
他其实大部分的时间都在拿撒勒。
Most of the time, Jesus spent his time in the town of Nazareth.
所以当他出来传道的时候，人家就说那是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So when Jesus started preaching, everybody called him Jesus of Nazareth.
但是就是这样一个很奇妙的过程，他才能够符合旧约先知所说的预言。
So through these mysterious events,Jesus was able to fulfill what the prophet said in the Old Testament.
因为救主要从伯利恒诞生。
Because the Savior was to be born in Bethlehem.
这不是人手所能够去操纵，这是只有神可以做的事。
And this is what the man could not be, could have manipulated. This was totally God's doing.
所以这回答了我们第一个问题，在耶稣基督还是做个婴孩小孩，没办法掌控自己的生命的时候。
So this answered our first question, that when Jesus was still a baby, when he could not have taken control of his own life.
但是他的生活，他的生命却完全符合圣经所讲的，一字不差的来作为见证说，他就是我们在等待圣经所说的那位救主。
But his life, everything totally fulfilled what the Bible says, and that he was truly the one sent by God.
第二个问题我们在问的是说，耶稣要让我们信靠他，顺服他，耶稣本身有没有做出一个顺服的一个榜样？
The second question to be answered was that Jesus, since Jesus wanted us to obey him, to follow him, was Jesus himself an example of obedience?
就好像我们今天要传福音给别人，说我信靠这位神，我们自己要先相信，是不是？
As an example, as for example today, we want to share gospel with other people, telling people that we believe in God. But do we believe in God first? Of course we have to believe in God first.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣的诞生是一个很卑微的诞生。
Bible tells us the birth of Christ was a lowly birth.
他生在一个马槽里。
It was a humble birth and he was born in a manger.
围绕他的只有那些牧羊人。
The people surrounded him were just shepherds.
但是这只是一个事件吗？还是耶稣一生都是如此？
Is that the only case, or it was the life of Jesus was always like that, surrounded by the shepherds?
耶稣不但是在伯利恒卑微的诞生。
Jesus was not only born in Bethlehem, had a humble birth in Bethlehem.
他其实一生在拿撒勒很卑微的成长。
He also grew up humbly in the town of Nazareth.
你说拿撒勒是什么城呢？为什么这么卑微呢？
So you ask, what kind of town was Nazareth? How come it's such a humble little place?
我们请大家翻到约翰福音第一章好吗？
Please turn to John chapter 1,
45到46节。
Verses 45 and 46.
约翰福音第一章45到46。
John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46.
这边讲到，非利找到拿但业，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Verse 45 says, Philip found Nathanael and told him, We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
46节怎么讲？拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
So what is verse 46 says, Nazareth, Can anything good come from Nazareth? Nathanael asked.
所以拿撒勒这个地方以及这个地方出来的人是被人鄙视、轻视的一个地方。
So from these verses, you can see that town of Nazareth and the people of Nazareth are going to be looked down upon by others.
所以当人介绍说这位耶稣是拿撒勒人的时候，反应是说，拿撒勒那种地方还能够出什么好的人吗？
So when Jesus was introduced as being from Nazareth, the reaction was, can anything good come from there, from Nazareth?
但请注意，耶稣在伯利恒只有诞生跟活一两岁而已，可是在拿撒勒是他33年的时间都在那里。
So please pay attention. Jesus was born in Bethlehem and he probably lived there for one or two years, but he spent 30 years of his life in the town of Nazareth.
怎么证明呢？
So how can we prove that?
请你跟我翻一下路加福音第四章的十六节。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
当有一次耶稣传教的时候又绕回到拿撒勒的时候，他讲这句话说，耶稣来到拿撒勒，路加福音四章十六节，就是他长大的地方。
So let's see, after Jesus took up his preaching career, one day he came to Nazareth, and Luke 4:16 says, He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
所以耶稣一生传道之前都住在那个最卑微被人轻视瞧不起的拿撒勒这个地方。
So from this verse we could see that before Jesus started on his gospel, on his preaching mission, his preaching journey, that he was brought up in this town of Nazareth where which it was despised by other people, looked down by other people.
所以当他开始去传道的时候，因为他的身份，因为他的出身而被人鄙视。
So that's why when Jesus started preaching, because of his identity, because where he came from, he was looked down upon.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣伟大的地方。
But brothers and sisters, this is where Jesus was great.
想想看，我们今天去被吸引去参加一些什么特会。
If you imagine if we are moved to attend some special meeting,
是不是那些特会的讲员他有一个很好的背景？
Is it because the speaker of the meeting he has great resume?
常常我以前听到弟兄姐妹见证说某某人的会我要去听，因为他以前是个博士，是一个多么有成就的人，如今信了耶稣之后他放弃一切，我要去听这样的人的见证。
I often heard brothers and sisters tell me before that, oh, I want to go to certain participate certain meeting, I want to listen to this speaker. This speaker was a doctor or PhD or something before he believed in Christ, and now I want to listen to his testimony.
所以当我们人有成就的时候，人家愿意听我们讲的话。
So when we have certain achievement, people would love to listen to us.
但是在耶稣那时候是一个木匠，是一个来自一个被人轻视的地方，是毫无成就的一个地方，耶稣的话有人愿意信吗？
But Jesus was just a lowly carpenter and he came from a lowly little town of Nazareth. Nazareth, would anybody want to listen to Jesus?
不要说犹大帝以色列帝不听他的话。
Not to mention Judea and nor Israel, all Israel who didn't want to listen to Jesus.
连他自己家乡的人都不听耶稣讲的话。
Even the people from his own town wouldn't listen to Jesus.
所以在路加福音第四章的刚刚那段经节往后面讲，到了二十八节到二十九节的时候。
So you keep on reading in Luke chapter 4,to verses 28 and 29.
在路加福音四章二十八节，耶稣在拿撒勒的会堂里面在讲的时候，会堂里面听见这耶稣讲的话就怒气满胸。二十九节说起来要撵他出城，他们的城造在山上，他们带他到山崖要把耶稣推下山去，耶稣却从他们中间直行过去了。
So when Jesus preached in the synagogue in the town of Nazareth, the people were furious when they heard it. In verse 29 said, they got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff.
所以你看耶稣一生卑微，人家因为他的背景完全不愿意听他的讲话。
So we see that Jesus led a humble life, and because of his lowly status, people didn't want to listen to what he had to say.
连他自己家乡的人都要把他撵出城去。
Even his people from his own town want to drive him away.
我昨天在读准备讲道的时候，读到维多利亚女王的生平。
Yesterday, while I was preparing for the sermon, I read about the biography of Queen Victoria.
英国的王室为了准备让维多利亚女王登基，作为全国那时候英国是世界人口四分之一的那个君王，花了很多的功夫准备这位小女生要准备做女王。
The English crown spent a lot of effort and time to prepare.This young Victoria to be the queen of England. At that time, the population of England was a quarter of the world's population.
所以这个维多利亚女王，在她十几、十五、十六岁当女王之前， 没有一天是自己睡觉的。
So, at that time, Victoria was 15 or 16 years old, and before she became the queen, she didn't spend a night alone.
24小时都有人在她旁边。
Every moment, 24/7, somebody was with her.
来教育她。
To teach her, to instruct her.
来保护她。
To protect her.
来已经先养成她就是一个王的样子。
To groom her to be like a queen.
在预备她去接下这一个那时候世界最大帝国的王的位置。
To prepare to be the queen of the largest empire on earth at that time.
没有人能够随便走到维多利亚的跟前。
Nobody can just walk up to before Queen Victoria.
所以维多利亚女王在她日记里面写到说，她在成长的过程当中是过了一个这样一个孤独的日子。
So Queen Victoria in her diary wrote that during her days of growing, she spent many lonely days.
但是她登基的第一天，她就预备好，因为她各样的养成的教育，在这十五六年当中，不断的在坐在她的身上。
But on the day of her coronation to be the queen, she was ready to be a queen because all the days in the days she was.Being prepared for that position.
但是我们的主耶稣呢？
But how about Lord Jesus?
我们的主耶稣不是只是要做人类四分之一人口的王，他做全世界全宇宙的君王。
Our Lord Jesus did not just want to be king of a quarter of the population of the world. He wants to be the king of everybody, the whole of the whole world.
但是我们的神怎么预备我们的主耶稣呢？
But how did our God prepare Jesus for this role?
却把他放在拿撒的那个被人家鄙视的地方做一个木匠长大。
God put Jesus in a little town, in a humble town, Nazareth, and not only that, he was put under become son of a carpenter.
这样的人出来开始讲话的时候，以我们世间的标准，我们当然不愿意听这样的人的讲论。
So when he come out and preach,According to the world standard, we wouldn't have listened to a person like this.
所以当耶稣说，我们要谦卑顺服的时候，
So when Jesus said, we need to be humble and we need to obey.
他不是只是要我们谦卑顺服，他自己也谦卑顺服在天父上帝对他的安排。
He did not only demand that from us, he himself also humbled and obeyed his heavenly Father.
所以我们今天要体会的是什么？
So what do we learn from this today?
耶稣基督是只有在今天受洗的时候进入到我们的生命当中吗？
Is Jesus only entering in our life only for today after we are baptized?
还是以后的每一天都在我们生命当中？
Or is he in our life every moment, every day?
耶稣基督如果只要 put up a show, 做一个 show 给大家看，我在伯利恒卑微的诞生。
If Jesus were just putting up a show, showing that he was born in a lowly town of Bethlehem,
然后之后他就住在王宫里面了。
And maybe afterwards he could have lived in a palace.
但耶稣的卑微就不是真实的卑微。
But if that were the case, his humbleness.Wouldn't have been genuine.
所以耶稣不是只是在伯利恒卑微的诞生，他在拿撒勒更是卑微的成长。
So Jesus was not only born in Bethlehem, in a humble surrounding. He also grew up in Nazareth, in a town, in a humble town.
这样一种谦卑的生命，才是真理真实的表现。
So this kind of the life of humbleness is a true.The true reflection of his character.
我们看看耶稣去传教的时候，虽然有人鄙视他，但他的真理因为神的同在，今天全世界人信靠主耶稣基督做他的救主。
So when we saw when Jesus started preaching, even though he was despised by many, but we see that the truth that he preached will be believed by many today.
我们今天信主的时候。我们都有起初的爱心与信心，很谦卑的接受耶稣做我们个人救主。
So when we believe in Jesus, what we have, we use humility and humbleness to receive Jesus as our Lord.
但是不是只有在我们信主的初期。
But not just in the beginning when we or after we receive Jesus.
在我们一生当中。
It is for our whole life.
我们都要谦卑顺服在神的带领。
That we need to be humble and obey God's leading.
只要我们像耶稣一样谦卑顺服活在神的带领之下。
As long as we are like Jesus, humble and obedient,
不管我们的背景。
No matter what your background is,
不管我们的出身。
No matter what your birth is,
不管我们的教育。
No matter what your education is,
不管我们怎么样去传福音。
No matter how you preach the gospel,
真理就与我们同在。
The truth will be with us.
我们不需要用人的方法去宣扬神的真理。
We do not need to proclaim the truth of gospel with man's wisdom.
当我们活出那真实的信仰的时候，信仰就会发光，就会改变我们的周围，带领人信靠主。
When we live out the faith, then our faith will bring people to God.
所以我们要问刚刚回答刚刚那个问题。
So we are ask the question that we just answered.
当耶稣要我们谦卑顺服时，耶稣自己有没有谦卑顺服？
When Jesus demands us to be humble and obedient, is he himself humble and obedient?
耶稣一生都谦卑顺服。
Yes, Jesus was obedient and humble all his life.
所以这问题要开始变成问我们了。
So this question instead will be redirected towards us.
当初我信耶稣的时候，我是不是诚心悔改，很谦卑的跟随神？
When I first believed in Jesus, was I truly humble and repentant and to trust in God?
如今呢？
But how about today?
我现在还是一样很谦卑顺服在跟从神吗？
Am I still humble? Am I still obedient to follow God?
当初认识神，接受神做救主的时候，我非常的爱神。
When I first believed in God and accept him as my savior, I love God very much.
现在呢？
But how about now?
我还是跟起初一样热心的爱神吗？
Am I still like in the beginning? Do I still love God as much as before?
耶稣不是33岁出来传道用嘴巴讲真理而已。
Jesus did not start preaching by mouth when he was 33.
他用一生在传讲那福音的真理。
He was preaching through his the truth that was with him all life for 33 years.
所以我们愿意高抬那拿撒勒，而不愿意来高抬那伯利恒。
So we want to exalt Nazareth, but not Bethlehem.
拿撒勒是一生，伯利恒是一时。
The Nazareth was a lifetime, whereas Bethlehem was only an instant.
我们今天庆祝圣诞节是一时。
Today we celebrate Christmas. It's only for a moment, perhaps.
但是耶稣如果诞生在我们每一个人的心中，那是一生永恒。
But if Jesus Christ were to be born in every one of us, in our hearts, then that's for the whole life.
所以我盼望我们今天大家来这边庆祝圣诞。
So I hope that everyone here today to celebrate Christmas.
不是只有今天庆祝圣诞。
Not just today to celebrate Christmas.
而是一生。都有神诞生在我们生命当中。
But it's for the whole, all your life that God is born into our heart, into our life.
所以每一天都是圣诞。
So every day is Christmas.
这就是我们必须要在神面前回答的问题。
And this is the answer.
我们有耶稣基督诞生在我们内心里面吗？
And this is what we need to answer to God. Do we have Jesus born into our life?
而如今他还在我们的心中吗？
Is he today still in our heart?
如果我们还没有接受耶稣基督做我们个人的救主，
If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior,
庆祝圣诞节意义就是将他迎接，让他生在我们的生命当中。
The meaning of celebrating Christmas is to welcome him and to receive him into our life.
如果我们已经是接受耶稣基督做我们个人救主了，
And if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior already,
今天庆祝圣诞节真正的意义，
The true meaning of celebrating Christmas today,
是让基督活在我们的心中，
is to let Christ live in your heart. in our heart.
我们有耶稣基督做我们最好的榜样。
We have Jesus Christ be our best example.
要祝福大家今年圣诞大家都平安喜乐。
I'd like to bless everybody that in this Christmas everybody has joy and peace.
就像今天受洗的那八位弟兄姐妹一样。
As the eight brothers and sisters who were baptized today,
我们喜乐的缘由来自于我们跟神的关系。
The source of our joy come from our relationship with God.
祝福大家。
And bless everyone.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
谢谢你卑微的诞生与成长。
Thank you for your lowly birth and your humble growth.
所以我们才有办法谦卑地到你面前祷告。
That enable us to come before you.
承认我们是一个罪人。
And to admit that we are sinners.
接受你成为我们的救主。
We accept you to be our Savior.
像我们在体验到那伯利恒的诞生一样。
As we experience the birth at Bethlehem,
我们要来体验耶稣基督你在拿撒勒的谦卑与成长。
We want to experience your humble growing up in Nazareth.
让我们与我们的主一样。
Let us be just like our Lord.
一生一世谦卑顺服神的带领。
That we will be humble and obedient to your leading all our life.
你的真理就永远不离开我们。
And your truth will never leave us.
我们就可以带领别人真正的来庆祝圣诞。
And we can lead other people to truly celebrate Christmas.
用真理来带领众人信靠主。
And to bring truth, use truth to bring people to trust in the Lord.
谢谢你生在我们的内心当中。
We thank you for being born in our heart.
求你永远活在我们的生命当中。
We pray that you will always live in our life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.